Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. Hope you guys are doing well. It is April 8th on a Monday. I actually am redoing this because I started out saying it's a Wednesday. So apparently, I don't know what day it is, but I have confirmed it is beginning of the week at 6:19 in the morning, 64 degrees. It's pretty nice out, at least right now. Hope you guys had a good weekend and with your church family and whatever you guys did. Hopefully you got a little bit of rest time in, but it seems like it's always trying to balance rest and work, right? To get that balance just right for you. Too much rest, feel lazy. Too much work, you get burnout. So right in the middle, right? A balance of that. But anyway, as we're continuing on, one of the things that Jesus was talking about here is, let me get to the scripture and read it to you. He says, "And they took offense at him," at Jesus. "But he said to them, 'A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household.' And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief." And here's the thing, you look at that passage, you look at those scriptures, and you go, you know, the people were looking at him going, "Wait, we knew this guy since he was a baby, right? Like, we know who he is. Like, isn't this the carpenter's son? And he's saying he's this, he's saying he's that." I mean, to them, it was like, no way. You know, you even think of his family. They didn't accept who he was until after the resurrection. And they probably thought back going, you know, wonder why he never did anything wrong. No wonder why he was perfect. But they didn't even believe. They had unbelief until the resurrection. And so these guys in his hometown, they thought they knew who he was, but they didn't. And that's the thing, like, you know, there's all these kinds of studies and statistics about, you know, how long it takes to actually get to know someone in ministry. In the last, at least a couple decades since I was saved and started ministering, in ministry, I think it takes at least a couple years. I'm not joking. Like, it takes a lot longer than you think. And even then, there's this one incident where I thought I knew this person, known them for over 2 years. And they turned out to be completely different. They were just kind of, I guess, holding back their real personality. And it was actually awful. But it takes time to get to know someone. But here's the thing. When it came to the people in his town, they had unbelief because they thought they knew him, but they didn't. And so instead of inquiring, asking questions, having an open heart, they were just like, "Oh, no, we don't. This is a carpenter. So this is not the Messiah. This is not the Savior. That's ridiculous. Like, we know this guy." And so they had unbelief. And here's a difference. There's a lot, but here's one difference between doubt and faith. Doubt is like, "I'm not sure about that. Let me inquire." "Oh, okay, that is true." That's doubt. Unbelief is like, "No, I just refuse to believe. I hear it and everything, but no, it's not true." Like, one has a soft heart that wants to learn. The other has a hard heart that's like, "I don't want to hear it." And that's unbelief. And that's why unbelief is actually can be dangerous. Because it's led people down a path that is totally away from the Lord. And so he couldn't do many mighty works because of unbelief. And here's one of the main points in this section of scripture right here. Is that if you want to see miraculous things, if you want to see God work, that comes through faith or belief or trust in the Lord. Unbelief halts the seeing and experiencing of the miraculous. You know, unbelief leads to complacency and even compromise. And that's why we have to be careful. It's like the father who's child was healed by Jesus, remember? He said, "I believe," which is a great thing, "I believe." But he knew himself, and so he's like, "I believe, help my unbelief." Help my unbelief. What do, What an amazing prayer, because this father was open to being corrected and helped by the Lord. He recognized in himself what was wrong. And I think that's so incredibly important for the life of the Christian. Recognize where we fall short and then repent of it. And ask the Lord to help you in those weaknesses, in those areas that you struggle with. And he will. He will. But first, it takes a recognizing of where you really have shortcomings. That's not a bad thing. That's being vulnerable before the Lord and going, Lord, I know I struggle with this. I know I need help with this. I can't do this on my own, which is true, right? We need the Lord for these things. And he does show up and he does help. And so it's just sad. Is it sad that he couldn't do many mighty works in his hometown because of the people's unbelief? And so if that ever starts to creep in, I would just say, praise the Lord and ask the Lord, help my unbelief. I believe, but there's a bit of me that's unbelief. Help me with that. And he will. He'll help you with that unbelief. But we just have to exercise those things, do the early church activities like in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and just pray. Pray often. Pray every day. Be quick to pray. Have an attitude of prayer like Paul the Apostle says, right? He says, pray always, which means have an attitude of prayer and be quick to pray throughout the day. Gotta pray. Gotta dig into the Word. Gotta search the Scriptures. Gotta rest on His promises and get encouragement from His precepts, right? Gotta fellowship. Gotta meet with one another. Gotta sharpen each other. There has to be accountability there. You know, in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. It says in the Proverbs at least a couple times. And so it's so important to have brothers and sisters in the Lord who will not just give you their, you know, worldly opinion, but they'll give you Scripture. They'll encourage you with the truth. It's so important to have that. And lastly, you know, the cross, remembering what Jesus has done for us. It's so important to have the cross central to our spiritual lives, right? The cross of Christ. So just doing those day-to-day things, those activities, those spiritual actions, being proactive and taking initiative in them will strengthen us so much and will eradicate that unbelief that might start to creep in. It's amazing. So anyway, guys, God bless you. I hope you have an amazing day, praying for you. And love you guys, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.